brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
There's a lot of unknown in the world, but one thing is always certain: cash is king. And there's never been a better time in history for a cash out refinance. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Joe Rusevans here with FRA Trust to let you know about my new book, The New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. Has your 401k or IRA taken a hit? Then you should take control back. I've been a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, and I'm sharing these secrets in my new book that's free for you. Just pay shipping and handling. Visit joesnewbook.org to claim and learn how my team at FRA Trust can help you take control of your financial future. Visit joesnewbook.org or call 855-935-4214. Today.
And get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
go f*** yourself, San Diego,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon, one and all. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. That's what the ringmaster used to say at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Isn't it a shame that we don't have the Ringling Brothers Circus anymore? No, they did the PETA people. They didn't like the way those animals were trained, so all they have to do is make noise. And
do they still do the Shriner Circus?
I think so. But I don't think they have, like, the elephants doing what they used to do.
Yeah.
That was probably the single most amazing thing, even more than the lions being tamed, is that you could take
right. An
elephant, look how big that thing is, and train it to hold its giant elephant foot over your head.
And not crush it.
And not just step down and crush your skull. How do you train? How do you do that? Who has to go test it first to see if the elephant won't put his foot down?
Well, you know, they once mated an elephant with a rhino. You know what they got?
Elephino.
Ah!
All right.
I think he deserves the music. Okay. So welcome, everybody. Here we are, the 16th of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Well, I got the sleepy, dusty Delta day part right. I just messed the date up.
You know what Tarzan says when he sees a herd of elephants in the distance?
No.
Run!
Says, look, a herd of elephants in the distance.
That's
so bad it's funny.
No, it's not even that.
Oh,
no,
I thought it was
it's
good.
So
I,
it bad.
Was, it was a chuckle.
It's not even funny. The one thing we never do here, to everybody's credit, is kiss each other's comical butt. If it's bad. And see, and that's what people should do. Mm-hmm. You should let somebody
honesty.
Know. Yeah, honesty. Let them know. Instead of, you look really nice. No, you're really fat. Go lose some weight. Or you got zits all over your face. No wonder. Okay, maybe not that. You don't want to do that. But honesty. Like that thing where the jokes they always make about the wife who says, "Does these jeans make my butt look big?" if what you should say is, no, your butt makes your butt look big. It's not the jeans, but you can't do that. So welcome.
All right, it was bad. I agree. I laughed when I thought of it, but it was bad. I'm 0 for 1.
And I've actually heard it before.
Mm-hmm. But you let me sink like a ship in the ocean because you knew it was so bad.
That's what we do. But I'll give you a bonus. You want a bonus joke? Mm-hmm. It's a good day. It's a good day for a bonus joke. So here's a bonus joke. Since you, Dan started it with animal humor. So there's a zoo and they're in dire financial straits. They have to downsize. They can't keep all the animals. So they find places for the animals and they send a zebra out to a farm. The guy has a really nice farm. He goes, you know, I'll take the zebra. Climate's right. It'll be fine. I'll feed him well. So the zebra's first day on the farm. Now, remember, the zebra's lived his whole life in the zoo, her whole life. It's a female zebra. And she's walking around the farm, and she stops at, like, a hen and goes, what are you? And the hen says, I'm a hen. The zebra says, I'm sorry, I'm not from around here. What do you do? The hen says, I lay eggs. And the farmer eats some of them and sells some. And I'm not the only one. Other hens here, and that's what we do. We lay eggs. And the zebra says, all right, well, nice to meet you. And the zebra walks on down the way and encounters a cow. Now, there's no cows at the zoo. So the zebra says, excuse me, I'm new here on the farm. What are you? And the cow says, I'm a cow. And the zebra says, well, what do you do? I mean, the cow says, well, I give milk, and farmer and his family drink it, and then they sell some of the milk. Zebra says, oh, okay, thanks. Nice to meet you. And then the zebra comes up to a beautiful white stallion. The zebra says, excuse me, what are you? You look kind of similar to me, but different. What are you? And the beautiful white says, I'm a stallion. The zebra says, what do you do? And the stallion says, well, you step out of those goofy-looking pajamas, and I'll show you. There's your bonus animal joke. Oh, look at this. Calls. We haven't even, I don't think, done anything wrong.
No.
Yet.
No.
Let me give the numbers in case there are others who want to jump in. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Here's a nice, it is a nice name, and you don't hear it very often. Yvonne. Yvonne, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just have a comment on your Ringling Brothers Circus, and they don't have elephants anymore.
Well, they don't have the circus anymore.
Well, they got rid of the elephants, though, which was wonderful. You know, when they train those elephants, the baby elephants actually cry with the efforts that they're doing to train them.
Mm-hmm, I've heard that.
It was very cool. I was delighted when... I wish the Moolah Shrine Circus didn't have elephants anymore. I wish none of them did.
Yvonne, have you ever actually seen elephants be trained?
No, have you?
No, I haven't. I just thought maybe you had.
No, I hadn't, but I support PETA and a lot that they do. I don't go along with everything, but their care for animals, I think it's wonderful.
I think it's wonderful, too, except when they get extreme and look like nuts, and sometimes they do. But, yes, their basic idea and reason for existing is a good one.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you. That's all I need.
Thank you, Yvonne. Okay. Goodbye.
Enjoy your show all the time.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, there goes Yvonne, and here comes Rick. Rick, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I am fine. I am in the PM.
Thank you, Rick. Hallelujah. What's up?
So I got two quick animal jokes. One really quick. What side of the chicken has more feathers?
Okay, it's not really a joke to me, but okay, I don't know. What side has more? I don't know. What side has more feathers?
The
downside, huh?
The outside.
Now, see, I always said the downside, like down feathers.
Just
either
give him a
no. not it's not hee-haw worthy, it's rim shot worthy.
Okay, my bad. Hang in a second.
Radio edit.
I'm sorry, what was the punchline again, Rick?
The outside.
There you go.
Okay.
Right, what's the other one?
Hey, do you remember the elephant joke about the elephant going down the jungle and he's got the pin or the needle or in his hoof and he asked the monkey in the coconut tree for help?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
No.
Monkey and coconut tree?
All right. I'll try and make it as short as I can. Elephant walking down the jungle, he's limping. He says to this elephant up in the coconut tree, he says, can you help me, man? I got a thorn or something in here. He says, I'm not. What, you think I'm crazy? I come down there, I get under there, you smash me like an ant. And sure enough, here comes an ant. And he says, hey, elephant, lift that hoof up. I'll help you. Lift the hoof up. Pulls that thorn out, and the elephant says, my God, I'm the king of the jungle. What can I help? What can I give you for doing that? He said, well, to be honest with you, I'd like to have sex with you.
Am I hurting you? Is the punchline like, am I hurting you?
No, the elephant is. The joke is, he climbs up, and he's giving it to the elephant, and the coconut falls out of the tree, hits the elephant on the head, and he goes, ow! And the ant says, that's right, baby, take it all.
Okay. I barely remember it. Well done.
Wow.
Well done.
I heard that joke here, but maybe not.
Well, no. Maybe. You know what? I've known it, but I have not told that joke for 15 years, probably. Because here's what happens with me. Sometimes I just decide, for whatever reason, it's not quite Playhouse worthy, so I stop telling.
Yeah, I know.
There's an almost identical joke, and the punchline is, what's the matter? Am I hurting you? It's really stupid. Yours is better. I like this one better. All right, Rick.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Hope you heard that, because you won't hear it again. It's not, again, quite. It's an 8. Got to be 10 to be on the Playhouse. Let's go to Jack. Jack, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hello, everyone.
Jack Phillips.
Hello, Jack.
Your long-lost brother.
Indeed.
What's up?
I think I have a short, like, hee-haw joke that you might like.
Oh, boy, it's joke day now. Okay, let's have it.
What do you call a plant that just had a sex change?
Yeah, that's not, again, those aren't really jokes, but no, they're joke, I get it. Now, what a plant that's had a sex, hang on. That's had a sex change. Okay, hang on. Let's just take a run at this. A plant. Man, I don't know.
A transplant.
That's good. I would say, kids, hang on to that for Halloween, but I don't know if you could tell any trans jokes as a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Well done, Jack.
How would Limey tell that joke?
What?
Well, I don't think I think all he does in Limey's voice is, hello, everyone. I don't know that he could do... Well, you could try. Can you
want to try telling the joke like I would sound?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It might be the joke, so... I guess. You call a plant that has sex change.
No,
it's not quite.
See, it loses it when you go beyond.
Right.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Stick with that.
Yeah, I need to...
Yeah, so, your phone's break up. Okay, thank you, Jack.
Bye, Jack.
Yeah. Let's go to Danny. Oh, Danny boy. Danny, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Great.
Not you.
Yeah, I'm doing great, Frank. Hope you all are well. I'm in the PM.
We are well. No COVID here, no masks. We're all three of us in the same room. We're fine.
I just want to say thank you for saving my marriage.
Oh, you're welcome.
You guys have saved my marriage, and I tell you how it happened. Every time my wife now starts harping at me about something, every time after...
What the heck is the deal?
Oh,
with,
no.
I don't know. What? Danny, we lost you there for a second, buddy.
Every time she starts going, I think she...
That's all we heard.
Every time my wife harps at me about something, I do the hee-haw song after she says it in my head, and it's not so bad anymore.
That's a good idea. She doesn't know you're doing.
That's a very good idea.
Right, exactly. Yeah, when she says it, she'll say, like, you know, why didn't you pick up your clothes in the bedroom the other night? I go, da 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 da.
Okay, but here's the deal. That's not a joke. That's not funny when she said, why didn't you pick up your clothes?
Hey, man, if it's helping him get it, that's
really true, yeah.
That's
true, but it helps because then instead of me getting mad, I find a little humor by listening to the song in my head, so now I'm not arguing with
you. In my house, I just prefer to get mad. I'm not doing the down, and if my wife says, well, let's pick up your clothes, I go, you pick them up. You're a woman. That's your job. That's the idea with it.
And then she hears that sound in her head.
All right, Danny.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. It's a band, you know. You too.
You too. Yeah.
You know that I don't know one song that they ever. I mean, I know the band, but I don't know their music. I can't name a Bono song.
It's a beautiful
Sunday,
day.
Bloody Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday, bloody Sunday. It's a beautiful day. Yeah. I think it's just
the other guy
day.
I like, but I don't know one song he did. I know if you name a hit, like his two biggest hits, I'd go, okay, I know that song. Bon Jovi. I couldn't name.
Oh my goodness.
But I like
Living
him.
On a Prayer.
Okay. Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's about it for me.
What's the other one?
There's a lot I don't know.
Oh my goodness. I'm not
Wanted. What is it?
Wanted dead, or alive. Dead or alive.
Even you, two or three, and you're kind of.
Yeah, I'm struggling
there. Dan, don't worry about the phones ringing. That's not your. Oh, yeah, it is your job. Forgot. Anybody have anything to say? Well, Dan takes calls and then we'll see if he wants to be included. Nothing? No? One of those days?
No, I thought I saw you on the highway today, and I was gonna play a prank on you. I wish you hadn't,
and then it wouldn't have been me.
I was even riding in a car with a friend, and I was getting on Highway 109. I know you sometimes get on the highway at that exit or that entrance, and
not coming to work.
Well, but it was 9 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't know where you were going.
Could have been.
Yeah, this was early this morning, okay. And I also know you have a white convertible.
No, I don't.
What color is your convertible?
Blue.
Oh. Well, there you go. There you go. The mind goes.
That's a good thing you didn't do anything.
What was the practical joke going to be? Well, can we ask?
You're going to fire a gun at me.
No.
Well, that was a joke.
I mean, I even said to my friend, is that Frank Opinion right behind? Because we're coming on the entrance ramp at the 109X entrance in Eureka. And as a guy in a white convertible, I mean, his head just like yours. He had a lot of sun, just like you look right now, about your age, about your size. And he comes flying by me on the left-hand side. And I have when I was a kid, I played T-ball, and I have a little wooden bat, and my mom gave it to me when she cleaned out all of her stuff out of the basement and said, here, Tim, throw your own stuff away or keep it. I'm running out of my house 40 years later. Well, so the bat I have is my Little League first ever hit bat. It's now my
self-defense bat.
Road rage stick. Yeah. You know, and I was gonna lean out the window and swing it at you. And
oh, man, I wish you had.
I was gonna cuss at you and threaten to smack your mirrors off and stuff and the whole bit. I had my glasses on. You probably, you know, you're going 65 miles an hour. I wouldn't recognize me. I had the bat in my hand and I was all set to do it. And then I saw that the car was a BMW. And I don't think you drive a BMW.
I don't.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I saw the logo. And I'm like, I'm not sure that's him. I had the bat out the window, and I was gonna pull up next to you and then start swinging it and ray. And I had my friend videotaping it on her phone. And this was Facebook, a large morning show in the afternoon Facebook material. If it would have been you.
You would have been on the news.
It would have been better material if you'd done it with it not being me. Now you got something.
Well, that wouldn't have made our Facebook page then.
Yeah, local radio personality shot and killed as he brandishes a baseball bat at a driver.
Or arrested.
We talked about road rage a little bit the other day. A couple people emailed me and called me. So I was listening the other day. You remember so and so? He used to keep a 12-pack of AA batteries in his car, and when people would cut him off in the road and stuff, he'd throw batteries at him. And another guy would keep. And another guy told me a story about how another mutual friend of ours would keep a warm case of bottled water, and when somebody would get mad at him or he'd get mad at them, he'd take the bottled water, undo the cap, and throw it out the window so that when it landed, it would splash all over, through their window and stuff. Oh. It's like. Crazy. This is kind of before everybody probably has a gun. You know, 20 years ago, it was like, what, maybe 10% of people, 20% carried a gun. Now it's probably a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot riskier to do that, engage in that kind of behavior
these
days.
It's very risky to do that. Let's talk to Dan. What do you say? Sure. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm AM and PM as always. Thank you. Mike, I need your expertise on a gun, and this is the reason I'm asking you this, is that yesterday afternoon, about 5, 10 in the afternoon, I'm heading towards my house. I'm heading eastbound on Highway 70, getting off at Bercher, which is King's Highway Union exit.
Okay.
As soon as I crossed over Union Boulevard, I'm in the right lane. I see an SUV zooming on past me going from the right lane to the left lane. And then I hear a pop, 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 pop.
Wow.
Here comes this car zooming right behind him as he's about 50 yards up in front of him. This guy's behind him just firing away at him.
Wow, are you kidding?
Oh, man.
No, I'm not kidding one bit. He's got his pistol or whatever it is in his right and his left hand. He's driving with his right hand, sticking out his door, just trying to fire at this vehicle. He's not hitting this vehicle.
Holy cow. That's scary.
He's hoping that the vehicle would go back into the left lane where he could fire amongst them and try to get him and that stuff.
Wow.
And it didn't happen. The other vehicle was not firing back at him whatsoever. He's just trying to get the heck out of town.
When was this?
Yesterday at 5:10 in the evening.
Wow.
There was cars parked at the red light right there at King's Highway, right where they're going. How they got past them vehicles is beyond me, and how that guy did not, with stray bullets, did not hit any of those other vehicles or anything. The bullets had to go somewhere, but I haven't heard. I called the police and let them know what happened, but I don't know what they did or anything like that.
I can't believe you're the only one that called. Surely, in rush hour traffic, other people had to also call.
Yeah, they didn't say nothing to me about it. The reason I was asking, that type of, it was a pistol because it wasn't an Uzi or anything like that because it wouldn't continue. You could just keep hearing him pop off the shots. And you could see the gun jump in his hand as he was firing it. Now, does that type of pistol leave
shell casings?
Shrapnel from the shell casings on the ground, or do they stay in the pistol?
Well, if unless it's a revolver, yes, they're shell casings. And I'm going to guess it was not a revolver and there were shell casings. Most of these thugs rarely use revolvers. A revolver is not cool enough for them.
They have a clip, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a magazine.
Okay, magazine.
Yeah.
He had to have a long magazine because he had five of them as he was passing me. He was letting them off.
Okay,
it was nonstop.
Well, there are a lot of handguns that come with 16, 18-round magazines. I have two that have 30-round magazines. So
it had to be something like that.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know what to tell you, except that, man, luckily, I've never been in traffic where they're having a shootout or something.
Oh, it shook me up. See, I've been in Pakistan and Iran. I know where the shots was coming from over there, but not here. It scared the heck out of me. But if it would have been somebody in the passenger seat shooting, they would have shot me and my vehicle and several other vehicles in front of me if it would have been somebody in the passenger seat or if somebody was shooting from the other vehicle.
What did you do?
It was just the driver.
What did you do when they went by like that? Did you stop and just pull over, or did you keep
going? I stopped. I heard the shots. I stopped. I let the guy go ahead.
Oh, no kidding.
I couldn't get his license plate number or a type of vehicle that he had or anything like that.
You should have cut him off and jumped down and said, "What's the matter with you, moron?"
Yeah. Knock it off.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
I wouldn't be listening to your show anymore.
Probably true.
No.
Wow, that's a scary story. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Glad you're still with us. Has anybody here ever seen like a shootout?
No.
No.
One time.
No, thank
you. One time. I was 17, and I was in bed. We lived in Illinois right on Highway 50 between O'Fallon and Fairview Heights. O'Fallon, North Fairview Heights. And behind us was a little trailer park. And In the trailer, the first one, the one right behind our house, was a deputy sheriff lived there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what happened until the next day, and he told us. All I heard was, and I won't say the words, "Stop right there, you son of a bee." And then from another direction, and then cursing and yelling. And then a guy runs. I'm in my bedroom, so I went to the window,
right.
And I just, my eyes right over the windowsill, and the guy runs right by my window. I mean, like 2 feet from me that the police are shooting at. And what had happened was our neighbor, the deputy sheriff, had worked a late shift. So he came home about 2 o'clock in the morning and was taking a shower. Well, this thug, bad timing, decided to break into the deputy's mobile home. Mobile home is pretty easy to break into. Timing was just couldn't have been more wrong because he thought 2 a.m, probably sleeping. No. The guy had just stepped out of the shower and he told us he saw the door trying to get it open. He only had almost a t-shirt. Right. He had just started to dress, so no pants, no underwear. And this one, I look out the window, I see a guy with no pants and his wiener dangling with a gun. It was, and you're wondering, wow, what am I watching? A guy with no pants shooting at somebody. So he said what he did was when he saw the guy trying to break in, he actually went out the front door with no pants on and came around and surprised the guy at the back of the house. And that's when the shooting started. Jeez. Oh, it was wild, man. Then what? Then he shot him in the leg and crippled him and called for backup, and they took the guy away.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, it was great and scary. But funny, too, because it's not every day you see a guy with no pants. No.
Right. And in that situation where if you don't know who the other guy is and you see a guy with no pants shooting at a guy.
Yeah, I didn't know who the bad guy was or the good guy. Is the guy with no pants a good guy or the bad guy?
Yeah, right.
There was a guy with a gun and a nightstick.
The thing is, he didn't have time to put any pants on because when he sees the guy coming in, he lived alone. He thought, well,
now
I'll
never.
I'll go out front, around back. I'll get this guy from where he least expects it, not from inside the house. And then the shooting started.
Even if the guy would have seen him and turned around, he'd have probably just been shocked for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
What?
No pants. What is this? Want to talk to Doc? I do. Doc, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Thank you, Frank. I just tuned in. You guys talking about this crazy people on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Early this morning, I was getting off on the highway, and there's some moron goes past me shaking a ball bat at me.
Oh, you're the guy in the white car. Hey, Tim, it's for you. Yeah. The white convertible guy.
I got a BMW convertible.
Yeah. Now we know.
I get him because I have a friend who's a lieutenant in the state patrol, and I got the guy's license plate.
All right.
And they're gonna get that clown. I said, you know, there's just all these crazy people running around.
Yeah, Tim, you need to lay low for a couple of days.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
There's a bat out in the dumpster behind the radio station.
Doc, that was very clever. Thank you. That was good.
Hey, you were talking about towns, I think yesterday, the day before, but by strange names or how they pronounce them. There is a place in
France where the women wear no pants.
No, I've never been there. Oh. There's a
what? What
in,
oh.
in Franklin County?
Yeah,
and they pronounce it Japan.
Do you know that I've been there?
But
in World War II, they changed it from Japan. They start calling it Japan, and that's.
It's over near Sullivan.
Yeah.
I've been there. No, I'm the only person I know that's ever been to, till just now, what I have been calling Japan, Missouri.
They call it Japan?
No, they call it Japan.
I've never heard it called that, but because when I mentioned it to a couple of people, they said, oh yeah, Japan, it's like 400 people over by Sullivan. I never heard anybody say Japan.
Well, because 150 what? Years ago, maybe not quite that many years ago, I taught grade school and out in central Missouri, and our school played the Japan middle school in basketball, and that's the way they pronounce it.
I'm taking your word for it, because look, if New Athens is New Athens and not Athens, and Cairo is not Cairo, why not? Let's make it Japan. Yeah. Let's change them all.
What was the Japan mascot?
My memory's not that good.
No.
but just Tim, be on the lookout for the state patrol showing up, and you'll try to tell that story to them. I'll see if they believe it.
I'll do that. I actually attended a little league basketball game in Japan, Missouri, one time, and the cheerleading squad went Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. Look at these.
Give it to him. Okay, well, I guess someone I need to get up here too.
Doc, thank you. Thank you.
All right, sir.
For the call. Well, there you go. There's your guy in a white convertible. Awesome. Right there.
Forward to meeting him, I think.
So, have you ever thought somebody was somebody you knew and you did something and then you realized, whoops, yep, that is not my friend, and I thought, have we ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could spiderweb this conversation out quite a few ways. Twice. In fatal fashion, I sent, well, once was an email, once was a text to the wrong woman.
Mm.
Where I thought I was sending it to one, and I sent it to another. And twice.
Bad. Yeah, done that.
Both times.
I didn't even think of that. I thought times, of like personal conversation.
Both times, I mean, no conversation, no this, no that, just a guillotine. It was a guillotine of just communication.
Yeah.
I was in my 20s, you know, nothing recent, but I mean, yeah. And both times, the instant I hit send, I said, oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Too late.
I mean, I just realized what I just done.
You always notice the second you hit the send button, you can see it going away.
In your mind.
Yeah, just drifting off. And you're just like, oh, okay.
I had a great time last night. You know, yeah. It was one of those kind of emails, you know.
I like it when people butt dial me because I just keep listening. No,
and hope they say something you hold against them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And you're hoping because they don't know they did it.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And that's Frank, that bastard. You know. then it's bastard. Usually just, here's what you hear.
It's just in their pocket.
That's all you hear. And finally, after about 3 minutes, you give up because you realize you're not going to really hear anything. Let's talk to Brian. I got a feeling if I had to bet, it's our Brian. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. Again, how are you?
Fine. AM and the FM. Thank you.
What's up?
Yeah. Years ago, we were at a bar. It was train wreck saloon. Not that it matters.
Oh, right, Westport. Is it by Westport?
Yeah, Westport. Yeah. Still there.
Yeah.
So my friend, we were all out. My friend thought this lady was his wife. So he came out of the restroom a little bit drunk. And anyhow... He walked up to this lady and smacked her really, really loud on her butt. And she turned around, and it wasn't his wife. And he's, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You just had to be there to appreciate it because the bouncers, they came over. They were getting ready to throw him out. And the lady's like, no, it's fine. But the point being, and his wife watched him do that to some other gal, so he thought it was her. And the funny thing is the gal whose butt he smacked was a lot more overweight than his own wife. So.
Well, now there's your problem.
You thought that
behind belonged to me?
Yeah, that's his problem. Not smacking her.
That's what his wife, that his wife had more of an issue with that. Is my butt that big to you?
If you're going to hit a woman on the butt and tell your wife you thought it was her, hit a woman whose butt looks more like Jennifer Aniston or something. Not somebody bigger.
It's not that funny of a story, but if you had been there, though, when it happened and you heard the loud smack because there was no music going on, and I couldn't believe he did that. When the lady turned around, he just turned pale as a ghost. It was funny. So, thanks for taking the call.
All right, Brian. Thank you. Dan, I may have to tell the story that I know you know about the guy we worked with. It's not a mistaken identity story, but it is a great story about being in the wrong place, wrong time, wrong woman. That's all I'll say for now. You'll know as soon as I start to tell. Okay. Let's talk to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
AM and the PM.
That's a good way to be. I'm doing great. What's up?
Hey, Frank. I used to be a first-time caller a couple of weeks ago. Now I'm like in the habit. I got a great road rage story. My brother, Larry, rest in peace. Tomorrow will be 1 year. He passed away from colon cancer. I don't want to make this a bummer, but he used to carry ketchup packs in his car. And when he'd get mad at somebody, he would tear off the little end of it, you know, the little corner, and throw it on their car. And that's beautiful because it doesn't really hurt anything.
No, but it can still get you shot if you do it to the wrong person.
25 years ago, he did this, and I told him that then. Nowadays, I wouldn't even think about it.
No.
You know? That's my story. I just thought that was kind of funny.
Okay, so you now are addicted to calling our show. That's good.
That's a good addiction.
That's good. There are worse things.
It's not going to kill you. Well,
cheaper than gambling.
I'm the one who told guy walks into a bar with a parrot on his shoulder. Remember?
That's no, me. I don't. I don't remember.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Get this guy off my feet. Yeah. Then, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good. I didn't remember. I didn't know I remembered. I do remember. Yeah.
The bartender says, "What do you have?" And the parrot says, "Can you get this guy off my feet?"
That's why yeah. That's what I just said. Yeah.
He doesn't listen.
That's why I just said that. All right, John. Thank you.
Have a great
appreciate
day.
Appreciate it. Love you. Love you too. Not in a sexual way. Oh. John will call back. He's addicted. He admitted it. So here's the story. Dan and I used to work at a station. And the program director was just a great guy, which is not usually the case with program directors. A likable guy. We really liked him. And once we got to know him a little bit, we knew he was divorced. But he proceeds to tell us this story when he worked at another station, and they had this station Christmas party. Now, Christmas parties used to be fun because they weren't so politically correct. There was mistletoe. You could lay one on some good-looking woman at work. She could come up and lay one on you in the good old days. And people got a little out of hand, out of control. And it was generally just overlooked. You know, next Monday at work, the radio, everything was fine. We realized you had too much to drink. It was a Christmas party. So this guy, it's a true story, was involved in a competition, a contest of sorts, with two or three other guys that worked at the station. And the competition was this. Who can see more women's breasts that work there? By the way, today, this would never fly.
Right.
And to validate it, they had a little folder. And let's say Brenda at work. And they were ranked. She's got really big boobs. She's a 5. All right, but Sheila has a B cup. She's a 3. Okay. So at the end of whatever time period it was, whoever has the highest score wins. But you have to get the women to actually show you. What better time than the Christmas party?
Everybody's drinking.
So our friend and program director was one good D cup away from winning this competition. And I might add, to validate it, you had to get, and usually they had to have a few drinks, you had to get her to sign that she showed you, I showed him, his name, my breasts on this date and her actual signature. Wow. And they somehow got women to do this because a lot of them thought, well, it's kind of funny here. They'd open their blouse, pull their bra. So he's at the Christmas party and he watches. The one woman that worked at the station, he said, if you could get her to show him, you win. She was like an 8. I mean, a 5 was usually his, but she was stacked. So he said he watched her go in the women's restroom. They were having their Christmas party at a public, you know, like hotel banquet room.
Right.
So he sees her go in the women's room. And so he follows her in there and opens the door and realizes that she's the only one in there. So the door closes, and he said, I just approached her, and I said, look, I'm just going to tell you what's going on. And he tells her about the competition, the contest. He said, can I just see your boobs? And then if you'll just sign that I saw them, I'll win. I win.
God.
It was like $300 or whatever. And she said, no. And he starts his sales pitch. And by the way, Dan, you'll admit, he was a really likable guy. He was very... So he worked his magic and his charm, and finally she's had just enough to drink.
Right.
She opens her blouse. He goes, no, no, bra off. So she reaches, unhooks her bra. And she's standing there, there they are. Look at them. When his wife walks in.
No!
His wife walks in the women's room. She's at the Christmas party, too.
No!
And all she sees, his name was John, is John standing staring at this woman who has no top on. And he said, and then we got divorced. And he said to tell you the truth, it was on shaky ground anyway. He said we needed that to just push it over the edge.
Right.
That's one of the funniest stories I ever heard.
Every marriage needs a final straw.
Yeah.
Before it ends. You know
that. That's a good one.
And go down big.
If you're going to go out, go down staring at a great pair of boobs.
Yeah, man.
You bet.
Wow.
He was such a great guy. You know, he was always frustrated with me. He'd call me in his office and go, what are you doing on the I'll give you an example. His name, I don't know, Dan, if I should give his real name, because it was a very unusual name. I don't think he'd care. His name, he used a radio name, you know, like John Smith.
Okay.
But his name, I'll change it slightly. French Davenport the Third, and that's very close to what his name was. Okay, no, it was the Third. It had French. Okay. His first name was French.
Okay.
And so we teased him about his name, and I said, you know, well, no wonder you changed your name. He goes, yeah, French Davenport the Third. That's just that's something. So I went on the air one day, and I said, the station hired a new. I said, we had a lot of money. We hired a new hairdresser, French Davenport the Third, and I gave his name, which I didn't know was listed in the phone book.
Oh,
no. He had his real name in the book. And after the show, he calls me in, closed the door. He goes, what are you trying to do to me? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, you gave my real name out over the air. You know that's my name. What, I'm a hairdresser now? And he just was always frustrated. And Dan, you know what I'm talking about. It's like every day.
Every program director was frustrated.
Why would you say that?
Why did you like him so much if he was always frustrated?
Because he was just a funny. And he wasn't the program director who tried to tell you what to do. He knew if you knew what you were doing, but he was the guy, it was his job to say, please don't say that anymore. Even though he might have thought it was funny. He was a great guy. Tom is here. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I had a story similar to that. It happened a long, long time ago, so none of these people are around, but if I could tell you, it's kind of funny at the time.
Okay.
All right, we have Bob and Kim, let's just say, are married.
Right.
And Kim is kind of a wild girl and everything, and it was in a small town. It wasn't in St. Louis. It was a small town where everybody knew each other, kind of a shallow pool, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
So there was another guy, Kim. I don't want to get the names mixed up. And he was interested in Sean. Is that what I said the woman's name was?
No, you said her name was Kim. Yeah. You said Bob and Kim.
Right. Kim was interested in Kim. She was married to Bob, okay?
Okay.
And we were all at a bar together and having the band, and they were drinking and having a good time. And I think Bob went home early or something. It might not have even been the same night. But Kim and Kim got together a little bit and started, I think, probably more than once. And when Kim told me this story, it was, Bob told me the story afterwards. He said that Tim came up to him afterwards, because we were all friends. We all knew each other. Some of us worked together. So Bob, the married guy, was having a beer with Tim. And Tim says, you know, Bob, I really admire you. You're really a big-hearted person, broad-minded person. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, well, the open marriage and everything, you know, having your marriage open like that, so where your wife can have sex with other men and everything. And Bob goes, first I heard of it.
So she told Bob, oh, it's okay, we have an open marriage.
She told Tim.
Oh, she told Tim that Bob and I have an open boy.
Oh, wow.
So see, Tim was guiltless. He was innocent. He was an innocent party. He was just taken in by her, you know.
Wow.
Well, look, women have to understand something about us. We're only human. And if Kim is good looking and says we have an open marriage, who are we to doubt it?
We believe it.
Yeah, we want to believe it.
It was a different time, too. You know what I'm talking about.
I absolutely know what you're talking about. And in many ways, it was a much better time.
In many ways, we had a hell of a good time. It was a friendly time. Everybody was friendly.
And you could flirt. And you could do sexual innuendo things, and nobody got bent out of shape.
Well, sometimes they did.
Well, but not like they do now.
They got divorced also, you know.
But that was coming. You know what? That was inevitable. That was coming anyway.
Oh, yeah. She'd been divorced before, too, probably since.
There you
go. But it was in the late 70s down in southern Illinois. It was a kind of a easygoing attitude, if you know what I mean.
Man.
Yeah. Wow. I kind of miss, I'm not a party person, but if you're at a station back then, you right. wanted to participate because they gave away nice gifts. They had Secret Santa and all that stuff. And I kind of miss, yeah, I do. I kind of miss that. Tom, that's a great story. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I love to listen. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we had a Christmas party, and the late Ron Morgan was the morning guy. He was at one time a really big deal in St. Louis. A lot of St. Louisans who are old enough remember Ron Morgan. And so the station would trade out Christmas gifts. I mean, nice Christmas gifts. Televisions and, you know, lawn tractors. And so Ron wins a snowblower. They had a drawing. And everybody won something. Everybody at the radio station won something. He won one of the big prizes, like a big deal snowblower. He's all excited. It did not snow in St. Louis for 3 years. No, it didn't. Three winters went by. And he just couldn't wait to use the snowblower. We never had enough snow to blow until the fourth winter. He came to work that morning with big, deep snow. Man, he was all upset and mad. I go, what's the matter, Ron? It wouldn't start. It sat for 3 years, and it and he didn't put any stabilizer in it, it wouldn't. He said, "I couldn't get it started." He said, it was an electric starter, and then he resorted to pulling starter, and he just finally just had to call somebody to dig him out after all that time he'd had the snowblower. Dan Buffa, I saw just come out of the green room. He is here. We'll talk about TV shows and movies, and I'm not sure I understand. I think it's true that there's still no theaters open. Is that right? I don't know.
They were allowed to open yesterday. I'm not sure if they have yet.
I don't know why they wouldn't if they're allowed to, but if you're watching movies, you're probably watching them at home. So he's here to tell you what to stay away from or what you might like to lock on to. I have the honor and the privilege today of speaking for a guy who's a really big customer of another advertiser that I visited this morning. Landoff is a big customer of Complete Auto Body because Complete Auto Body does all of their body work. Because John Landoff is a pretty smart car dealer. And when he realizes that there's a way to have body work done better than you could do it at your own dealership, that's what he wants his customers to have access to. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, unlike some dealers, and this is not a criticism, but some dealers have not only one line like Chevy, they got six or seven or eight. He has one, Chevrolet. And they've done very, very well just selling new Chevrolets and pre-owned vehicles. And pre-owned vehicles, their value is at an all-time high. The demand is at an all-time high. So he very wisely decided to open a pre-owned only facility in St. Peter's. And it's doing really, really well. And it's doing well in great part because of you, who are AM and the PM. And he tells me that. And one of the things that I've always liked about John is he regularly shares with me the results, the payoff, the return on his advertising investment. Advertisers usually don't do that a lot. And I'm not sure why. I think maybe they're afraid you'll raise their rates or you'll get a little cocky with them. I don't know. But it's nice. You know, I want to know when something's working. I want to know when something's not working. And if it's not working for long enough, you lose the business. You lose the account. Well, we've had this piece of business now for, I think, 15 years. That's how long Johnny Landoff has been part of this show. And for 15 years, you've made it very clear to them when you go in that you're AM and the PM. We appreciate that, and we hope you'll continue to do it. And for those of you who've never been there, you're missing out, as they say. You just are. I think you're not letting yourself have a car shopping experience that's probably better than you're accustomed to having. You'll see. Because I think eventually you will get into Johnny Landoff, either for a new Chevy or a pre-owned. We appreciate it if you would let them know, as you always do, your AM and the PM. You know where they are. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, and now the Autoplex in the St. Peter's, 24/7 at Landoff.com. When we come back, After the news, Dan Buffo will be with us, and you are welcome to call with your... And over the last few weeks, especially with this COVID thing, man, we've had a lot of great ideas about what to watch on everything from, you know, regular FCC-controlled stations to Netflix to Amazon and you name it. So feel free to participate. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. One provision in President Trump's executive order on policing signed today prohibits chokeholds unless a police officer's life is at risk.